What's this singing thing all about?
What's the singing thing? So there's a band from my hometown of Portland, Oregon. They're called Pink Martini. They're sort of a mini orchestra. There are 12 people in the band. It includes strings and horns and three percussionists. And occasionally they bring in a harpist and so on. I've been a fan of theirs since I was a kid. And I became friends with them maybe 10, 15 years ago. And then a few years ago, the band leader, who's the pianist, asked if I would be interested in singing something on their next album. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was joking. And the next thing I knew, I was in Portland in the studio recording with them. I thought that would be a one-off. And then he said, well, we need to find a time for you to perform live. How about the Hollywood Bowl? So the first time I performed live with them was in front of 18,000 people at this iconic venue in the Hollywood Hills. And then I recorded a few other songs for a few other albums, and I've continued touring with them whenever my schedule allows it.
What did they see in you that made them think that you would be a singer worthy of their accompaniment?
Well, I had thrown a party for them in D.C. They had come to D.C. to perform, and I invited them, and there just happened to be another Portland band in town at the same time that I invited over, and a bunch of my D.C. friends. It was the summer. We had this big barbecue in the backyard, and then it sort of went late into the night and turned into a sing-along around our piano upstairs. And so everybody was up there singing until the early hours of the morning. And at the time, the band had written a song about a woman who had been jilted. The song was based on a Schubert melody, and it was sort of a Latin tango. It was called And Then You're Gone. They decided to take the same Schubert melody, put a big band swing beat to it, and write a song from the man's perspective called But Now I'm Back. Mm-hmm. And they had that concept. And then they thought, oh, well, we don't really have anyone to sing this song. So they just sort of tabled the idea, and then I came along.
You have picked the right song to talk about, because we have some of it we'd like to play for
our
audience.
Oh, terrific.
But Now I'm Back. The album is Splendor in the Grass, and the band, of course, is Pink Martini. And here is Ari Shapiro.
Won't you please, please open the door? I brought you flowers, been waiting hours, can't stand it anymore. So here's what happened when you were napping. I just went out for a snack. I was feeling famished and then I vanished. But now I'm back.
Now he's back. Had a snack. Now he's back.
My heart is burning for that love of ours, yearning. That sea of stars, let me in so I can prove to you that no one else can love you, girl, the way that I do. 'Cause I'll be back.
He'll be back.
All right, Ari Shapiro. If the NPR gig, if the NPR gig ever begins to falter, you've got another career.
Thank
you
very much.